I don't know, I always like this song. So apologies if the guitar's out of tune, but can't be bothered. Bought myself a red balloon, I got a blue surprise. Hidden in the red balloon with the pinning of my eyes. It took a love light from my eyes, a blue surprise. We met as friends and you were so easy to get to know. But will we see one another again? Oh God, I hope so. I played with toys for children as a child I've got. I haven't much time for children, although I got a lot. It took a love light from my eyes, a blue surprise. Bought myself a red balloon, got a blue surprise. Was hidden in the red balloon with the pinning of my eyes. It took a love light from my eyes, a blue surprise.
Andrew Corradini on KX93.5 doing a Tim Harding song, Red Balloon. Andrew, that's a great version of that song.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Do you know that song was supposed to be on a Small Faces album?
Was it really?
Yeah, it was supposed to be the Small Faces album, Ogden's Nut Gone Flake. We play tracks from that album here on the station.
Oh, really?
And Yeah, it was supposed to go on the next album.
But he wrote it Small for Faces. Them? Or
Yeah. He's wrote a few songs.
Was it If I Were a brains. Carpenter? I know he did If I Were a Carpenter.
And yeah, that's his big famous.
Yeah.
When he died in 1980 of a heroin overdose, and that song is about his first experience with heroin.
Red Balloon, yeah. Yeah.
It's the pinning of his eye. He expected one thing and he got heroin.
That's right.
And heroin notoriously makes your eyes, pupils really small, like pins.
Okay.
Pinprick. So
yeah.
The pinning of the eyes.
The pinning of the eyes. Yeah, he's great. Those old tracks, those old albums of his are just, they're great sounding.
Well, it was the time, man. That was the time and it was the thing and it was all new, you know.
Yeah.
Sadly died though in 1980. Tim Harding there. Brilliant song.
Yeah.
So who's playing again on Thursday?
Yeah, Thursday. This Thursday, the 30th, I believe, is the date down at the Marine Room, downtown Laguna. It's the Andrew Corradini Band, Barefoot Kindred, and the Dirt Dogs, and Caitlin Evans. And
great.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
It's going to be a night of...
There might be a few people getting up and playing a song here and there. I have no idea. I think it's going to be one of those nights, you know. So feel free to come on by, sing a song. I tried to get Paul Peterson. I was at his the White House last night for that show. And actually Barefoot Kindred and the Dirt Dogs and some others played down there last night. But I was telling Paul I think he was going to come down. I said, you got to get up on stage and sing a song.
If Paul's not doing it, I'll do it.
Nice, come on down.
I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
I won't be there, I promise you.
I'm in the middle of a totally like secret thing with Paul Peterson. Whoops, what's happening? Rick Conkey's over there. What have you dropped, Rick? The table's falling apart? That's hilarious. All right, we'll just keep on rocking through, shall we? Rick Conkey, here's your theme music. Good grief. Andrew, play us another song, mate, would you? While we fix the table.
Yes, sir.
If you don't mind.
Yeah.
Thursday night at the Marine Room, I'm doing a secret thing with Paul Peterson, and I'm having a great time. He's got the greatest voice of any man I've ever met.
That's right. I heard about that with Clay Berryhill spearheading that, right?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, and you guys and
But it's
Steve,
a secret.
That's great.
And it nobody is an knows absolute, about it.
Yeah. Not even, I don't know.
Nobody
I don't,
knows
I
anything
have,
about it.
I don't know anything.
This is KX93.5, Laguna's only FM radio station, and Andrew Corradini's playing an out-of-tune guitar, but we don't care. Sounds great.
Sounds great to
Can
me.
Can I All play right. the kazoo?
Yeah, play the kazoo. In fact,
What do you want me to play?
I brought it for you
Is
to
it
play.
Like just for a solo?
It's just for a solo, exactly.
All right.
I wonder if this is, will this be the tune here?
It's great, it's not because I play the out-of-tune.
Okay, let me see. Which one is this?
Let me see. Yeah, I'm in tune with you. Yeah. Perfect.
Let me see. This thing is really out of tune. Here, I'm gonna play one song first, and then we'll do that kazoo song real quick.
All right.
Because I think I gotta. I don't know. This is this is just silly. All right, here we go. This is called "Home Sweet Home." This is one that you'll hear on Thursday with a full band behind it. But here's how this out of tune version of it goes. Wait, how the hell does it go?
It's authentic music on KX93.5. Yeah.
I never remember my own songs. Here we go. Home, sweet home, where have you been? I've been gone too long again. Traveling out where thick means thin. I'll see you before the end. When grass grows over my skin. Some folks call me Ezra McHale. My God-given name, though I'll never tell. Born in the land of the eastern gale, near where the Kefiron fell, out on the Appalachian Trail. I once knew a girl in Versailles Barreau.
prettiest face in that minstrel show. I called her my sweetheart, I loved her so. But when came the first falling snow, off and away she did go. I've done many a thing to pass the hour, most of which never really made me proud. But when the show's over, I'll take my bow and step back away from the crowd, yeah, back with the small. That northwest country is calling me, high up where the pine meets the salt, salt sea. That Pacific wind gonna kiss my cheek and lift me up over the peak, up where only mystics can see.
So great. Hey. Thanks, Andrew Corradini, yeah, for doing that, mate. You know, it just occurs to me that it's like, this is the perfect way to like to commemorate or to pay tribute to Pete Seeger, who's like our grandfather.
That's right.
Granddaddy of all folk singers, you know, really.
Yeah, yeah. You got some Seeger?
Died yesterday. I'll play some in a bit when you, you know, when you and I say goodbye.
Okay.
And I'm also going to play some Small Faces. I can see it on the schedule coming up, actually. So it's all tying in very nicely.
Nice.
What made you what is it about folk music or about acoustic? What do you call it? What do you call your music, Andrew?
I don't know. I think you know, everybody really uses that singer songwriter term, but I mean, man, you know, you could play, you know, rock and roll. You could play, you know, hip hop, and that's technically singer songwriter. So I've been always hesitant to use that term, but you know, people understand that to be this type of music, and I don't know what drew me to it is just the, you know, Seeger and yeah, Woody Guthrie and Bob Dylan and all that kind of stuff, and not to be, you know, so cliche in that genre. I mean, a lot of rock and roll bands after that, all different eras, but just good stories, you know, and real simple. I kind of like those, you know, going back to the Tim Hardin, that song, at least on the record that I have, it sounds like a guitar like this, not as out of tune, but it's just this old simple sound, like he could have done it in a bedroom, which I'm sure he didn't, but you know, and all, it's kind of stereoed. You're getting his voice out of the right speaker and the acoustic out of the left, and like that's it, you know, and there's something really compelling about that minimalist, whatever genre it is, but just that minimalist approach. And I know there's artists these days with that. I know, like, Bon Iver, the artist Bon Iver, yeah. His first album with, like, Flume and some of those songs, I know that those were very popular and big, but it was a kind of a similar style, just this kind of beat-up sounding acoustic guitar and just a voice. And sometimes, you know, a minimalist thing like that, I mean, more instruments involved, but take like Mother by John Lennon, you know, it's just that, that piano and those words and, you know, the production value probably of Plastic Ono Band didn't rival any of the Beatles previous stuff, but there's something about, there's something cool about the introduction to that album that is just, it grabs you because it's so minimal, you know? So I don't know. I mean, I'm probably running around in circles.
No. I'm
explanation of it, but yeah, you know what I mean?
There's, it seems to me anyway, and I've always been a huge fan of, I just call it folk music.
Yeah, it is folk music. Yeah.
You know,
but you know, people always think like, folk is it is just, you know, it's like just Bob Dylan or something, or like Woody Guthrie, and it, you know, it's that minimalist kind of quality, it stretches onto more genres, really, right. You know. Yeah,
there's kind of two things in there. Yeah. There's two things going on. There's like, there's the storytelling thing. Yeah. Okay, that's one
thing.
Yeah,
that's obviously, and then huge.
Right, but that could be done with you could use a drum machine, like you say.
You could,
hip-hop
yeah.
is storytelling.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, but there's the acoustic guitar and the singing. This is some ancient thing happening.
Yeah.
Which is not clouded by electronic sort of noise. And not that there's anything wrong with electronic music. I play a lot of it. I mean, yeah. I don't know, man. There's something, you can hear the magic. If there's magic there, you can hear it.
Yeah, that's right. And there's the group that I've been playing with now, again, my friends in Barefoot Kindred, it's fun because I've always played in like rock and roll bands and you know, synthesizers and stuff. Not always, but a lot of different cool toys going on. And there's something cool about the organic instrumentation of mandolins and upright basses and real like that more folky kind of bluegrassy thing. And it just lends something different to the ear. You know, there's the electronic stuff is very, very cool. And but it, you know, it's a different headspace. There's something that listening to a simple folk band or a folk artist, that there's a guy that plays around here that I'm sure you guys know of, that was very his name is David Vidal, and I know he does a lot of, you know, the singer songwriter showcases and stuff over with Beth and Steve Wood. The first time I ever saw him was there was no one in the bar. It was a Monday night down at the Marine Room. I remember watching him, and he has a wonderful minimalist style. You know, he's got a lot of space between his vocals, and he just plays that slide so well. And I remember sitting there in the Marine Room, this is months and months back, and I just kind of walked in for a drink, and I saw him playing, and there's no one else in the bar, and I was just mesmerized by this guy, you know, and he's just, you know, one of a lot of those type of artists that just draw you in with that simple style.
Well, man,
so
you do it like you were, like it's, and you like you were born to do it, mate.
Oh, thanks, man.
And we're stoked to have you here.
Cool, thank you very much. I appreciate
it. Just a quick nod to Pete Seeger, of course, that died again today. It's very sad that he's gone, because that's a guy who, whatever you think of the music, whatever, you know, we can talk about the nature of music all day long, but there's a guy who really put his life and his career on the line in order to say the right thing for the right people.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, totally
cheers,
brilliant. If you're not
cheers
familiar,
to Pete.
Absolutely. This is for Pete. Here's a guy that I think is the, I've only just gotten into Bruce Springsteen, but I think that he is the true scion of like Woody Guthrie and Pete Seeger. People think that Dylan might be, but I think Dylan's a pop star. I love Dylan, but I think he's a pop star. Springsteen's like the working man's hero for me. Anyway.
That's right.
And here's Springsteen doing a Pete Seeger track called Jesse James. Andrew, thanks for coming in, man. Good luck with it all.
Thanks. I appreciate it, Jason.
And we'll see you on Thursday night at the Marine Room,
right? We'll see you Thursday,
yeah. All right. Here's that Springsteen track on KX93.5.
Jesse James was a lad that killed many a man. He robbed the Glendale train. He stole from the rich and he gave to the poor. He'd a hand and a heart and a brain. Well, it was Robert Ford, that dirty little coward. I wonder now how he feels. Afraid of Jesse's bread, and he slept in Jesse's bed, and he laid poor Jesse in his grave. Well, Jesse had a wife to mourn for his life. Three children now, they were brave. But that dirty little coward that shot Mr. Howard, he laid poor Jesse in his grave. We'll be right back. was a man, a friend to the poor. He'd never rob a mother or a child. There never was a man with a law in his hand that could take Jesse James when alive. It was on a Saturday night, the moon was shining bright. They robbed the Glendale train, and the people they'd say who were many miles away was those outlaws, yeah, Frank and Jesse James. Well, Jesse had a wife to mourn for his life, three children that they were brave. But a dirty little coward that shot Mr. Howard, he laid poor Jesse in his grave. Held their breath when they heard of Jesse's death. They wondered how he'd ever come to fall. Robert Ford, it was a fact, he shot Jesse in the back while Jesse hung a picture on the wall. As Jesse went to rest with his hand on his breast, the devil upon his knee. He was born one day in the county clay, came from a solitary race. Well, Jesse had a wife to mourn for his life, three children and they were brave. A dirty little coward that shot Mr. Howard, he laid poor Jesse in his grave.
That is the sound of Bruce Springsteen on KX93.5. We are member-supported public radio. We're sort of celebrating or paying tribute to Pete Seeger, who died today in a sort of happy way, man. He had 94 years. He did all right.
That's right.
It was fine. All right, let's do one more song. Andrew, we forgot to do this before.
Yeah, last tune.
That's why you're back.
That's why I'm back. There's one last silly tune called Giving Up My Pride, and if you wouldn't mind accompanying me on that fine kazoo over there.
I have this kazoo here, yes.
Which I think you were telling me earlier that you got a scholarship for or
yes,
something.
Yes, Juilliard. I studied at the Sorbonne, actually.
That's right.
The kazoo. Yes.
Okay, this is a song called Giving Up My Pride. I would never know that the earth moved round the sun if it were not for you and the life we'd begun. But if it's all the same, I'd rather grow old with no bride before giving up my pride. I would never know the beauty in the world if it were not for you, oh my dazzling girl. But if it's all the same, your rules I'd rather not abide if it meant giving up my pride. Take it away, Jim. Yeah. I would never do what I was brought here to do if it were not for you and the love you've made that's true. But if it's all the same, I'd rather grow old with no bride if it meant giving up my pride. Ah.
Woo. Andrew Corradini.
Jason Fetty on the kazoo.
Yes.
Yes.
Never to be repeated.
That'll wake you up in the morning.